Easter. Hey, boy, do we have a surprise for you. Many of you may remember this, that many years ago, this show started out much differently. And my partner in crime then was Jack Kimble, my friend. Guess what? Jack is back. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Jeff, it's been a while, hasn't it? I mean, I'm thrilled that you got hold of me, and I'm happy to be on.
Well, you know, and I'm in the same studio where we started, too, and we'll have you back on to kind of reminisce, because we keep the archives, and I play them every once in a while. But we wanted to bring Jack on, because Jack is the owner, facilitator of a wonderful company called Great Bay Facility Services. You can find out more about them by going online to greatbayfs.com, greatbayfs.com. I'll post that up online as well, because as people are starting to think about how they're going to reopen their offices or even open their homes, or if you're a real estate agent cleaning buildings, Jack's service is something that you have to consider, really, because that's the safest way to go ahead and open up the building, just as a courtesy for your new employees as well. So Jack, first, tell people a little bit about your company. It's been around for a while, a few of the things you do already.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, we've been around for 22 years. We started out, as you know, down around the Portsmouth traffic circle in that area with the infamous sign I used to have down there. But we provide a range of services, facility services. One is contract cleaning. And so we go into commercial environment. Yeah, we do a lot of medical buildings, banks, and regular commercial buildings. We also do dry ice and media blasting, which is basically removing any foreign substance from any surface. It's great systems, rust, just buildup of any kind, paint, wax, plastic debris off of a hard surface. And the third thing we do is water remediation. So we'll come in if you've had a flood. We'll get the water out. We'll take out all the damaged material and get everything ready for rebuilding, the drywall, the insulation, the carpets, and so forth. So that's a quick review of what we do. So given the situation with COVID-19, we had to gear up and did gear up very quickly to be prepared to go into facilities that we've already had this, facilities that where people have come down with the virus, and we had to go into those facilities behind that infection and disinfect them and get them ready for occupancy again. And also, now that they're starting to open up, you want to think about having a real once-over done in the facility before you have people come into the facility. But that's what we do, and that's what we've been doing already, and we're geared to do that in a larger way once things start opening up.
And once again, we're talking to Jack Kimble. Of course, you can find out more about Great Bay Facility Services by going to greatbayfs.com, greatbayfs.com. I'm going to post that information up online. You know, we've learned through the COVID, and I'm surprised most people didn't realize this, because a lot of people clean their own offices too, Jack. I find that interesting, not only with COVID-19, but just in general, it just makes sense to have professionals come in and really do the kind of deep cleaning in general, because it does help the immune system. It does keep a clean office, even in common influenzas and common flu seasons. It will help reduce infections.
Oh, it does. And one of the things that people are starting to realize now that they didn't before because of the virus is just that issue. It's not, you know, we can go in and clean and vacuum and dust and the typical things you would do in a cleaning environment. It's changed. Probably going to stay changed, Jeff, because now we have a situation where people realize that a virus like the COVID-19 virus is easily carryable into any of these environments. I mean, what we do is we go in now and we'll disinfect all the hard and soft surfaces. We have to use EPA-approved COVID-19 products, which means those products are going to kill the virus on contact. It's guaranteed that they will. And we also use other chemicals that are food grade. We get into shampooing carpets, hot water extraction with EPA-approved registered COVID-19 products. You got to use those.
Yeah.
So that you know that if you've got COVID-19 or the potential for it, that we can come in there and kill it. But what people don't realize and haven't realized is that there are so many surfaces in any building, tables, you've got doorknobs, light switches, countertops, handles, desks, phones, keyboards, toilets, faucets, sinks. I mean, touch screens, ATM machines. It's endless. And all of those things can be infected. All of those things where people come and they touch those environments. And this virus, by the way, can survive that. It can hang around a while, and it varies in time from hours to days. So those things have to be taken care of, cleaned, and then disinfected. What people don't realize, though, is even though you do it and you get the building prepped and people can go back in, that does not mean that the next day somebody walks in there, okay, that is carrying the virus, and they can infect the place again. So you need to now consider disinfecting those surfaces pretty much every day, and that's a task. So that's where we're at right now. I don't know how long it's going to last, but you can go in, and we do it. We'll go in and get the building ready to go. But if you think for a minute that that's the end all, it really isn't. You got to keep doing it.
And once again, we're talking to Jack Kimball, of course, Great Bay Facility Services. That's greatbayfs.com, greatbayfs.com. Also, so if you own a business and you're getting ready to reopen, good. I'm glad to hear you're getting ready to reopen. But you need this kind of service. Don't just go around with Windex. That isn't what you need. And Jack mentioned the kind of chemicals. Also, if you are getting ready to sell real estate property, it would be really nice if you had a little stamp on there to say, yeah, we had a professional company come in, clean this facility to make sure it's ready for new people to move in. These are the kind of things that are just courtesy to those customers and clients and your employees as you go through. So once again, Jack Kimball, Great Bay Facility Services at greatbayfs.com, greatbayfs.com. Their number is 603-330-9630. Any last words, Jack?
No, only that I think really it's important that people consider having this done. I wouldn't open a building that's been closed a while, particularly those people who are considered non-essential, which, by the way, I consider every business to be essential, just to throw that in. Any business that's going to reopen ought to have this done as a minimum effort. And certainly give us a call. We're prepared to do it sooner rather than later, because I'll tell you right now, it's going to back us up. So if you want to get open, you want to get on the list to get the place cleaned as soon as possible so that you can open up.
And Jack's right. Every business is essential. So I'll post that information up online. Jack, thanks for taking time today. Stay safe.
You too, Jeff. Good to hear from you. Good to talk with you. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Perfect. And we'll go ahead and we'll go ahead and leave for the day. So don't forget, you can join me online as well at jeffchister.com. Also catch my weekly article. And as always, the way we like to end the show is LFOD.
This has been New Hampshire Today, Weekend Edition, with Jeff Chittister on News Radio 610 and 96.7. We'll be back next week. And don't forget to tune in to New Hampshire Today with Jack Heath, Monday morning from 6 to 9 on News Radio 610 and 96.7, New Hampshire's news, traffic, and weather station. Out here in the-